You know, it means a lot, you know, that, you know, that this organization put a lot of faith in me. You know, signing after year three, you know, it just speaks a lot of volume. You know, I can't thank Dee and Jimmy Haslam enough for, you know, giving me this opportunity. So it definitely feels good. You know, and Sashi, you know, Chris Cooper, Coach Hugh Jackson, you know, they all believing in me. So, you know, I just got to elevate my game and, you know, just make sure I get the job done.
Did you know, I mean, I asked you about it a week ago. Did you know you were getting close to getting something done?
My agent was talking to me about it. You know, I just told him, you know, to let me just go out here and play ball and, you know, just, you know, work out this offseason. You know, I just let him handle all the legal stuff and all the contract stuff and just, you know, when they get it done and, you know, situate, just come and let me know. And, you know, my agent, you know, that's what he did. And, you know, I'm glad to be around.
What are your impressions of this defense now? And new coordinator, loud coordinator.
Yeah.
What's it going to be like?
You know, it's, you know, Greg Williams, he's given the opportunity to just go out there and play ball. And he's given us this confidence that, you know, what we do and what we learn in the film room, just come out here and just let it loose. You know, just come out here and play football. We all been playing since we were little kids. So he's just putting us in the best position to win. You know, he's making us, you know, become more of a student of the game and just allowing us to play fast. And, you know, Greg, he's doing an extremely well job right now. And I just can't wait till the season to see how everything, you know, comes to shape.
Chris, why did you want to stay in Cleveland?
You know, I was drafted here, and, you know, I have a lot of loyalty to this organization. This organization has been loyal to me. I love my teammates. I love the coaches here. I really believe that, you know, Cleveland has something special. And, you know, it'd be bad for me to just, you know, try to play 1 year and, you know, walk away from this. So I truly believe, you know, in my heart that, you know, that we'll do something good here. So that's the reason why I say
it. Will you line up differently this year?
I think I'm lined up at pretty much a lot of different spots, a lot of different places. You know, so of course it'll be a little different because we were in a different defense.
Yeah.
So last year we were in a 3-4, we're running a 4-3 this year. So, you know, it got some differences. So
it looked like today we saw you outside in the middle. I mean, will you bounce around like that?
Yeah, just moving around, just trying out different positions and stuff like that.
You gotta be excited playing with Miles and Danny and
yeah.
Brantley and all them guys in front of
him. Man, that's it's a lot of talent, you know, from those young guys. Like, you know, Myles Garrett, you know, he's a freak athlete, you know, and I can't wait to see him and see what he's going to do for us. And, you know, just Danny is Danny. You know, I've been watching Danny play for years now, and Danny's going to be, you know, one of those guys that's just flying around, you know, trying to make a play. So I'm excited to play with all the guys here, you know, DeMario Davis, Jamie Collins, Joe Hayden, you know, Jamar Taylor, a lot of those guys. So I'm just happy to be here.
What do you think it means that not only did they keep you, but they kept Jamie Collins, they kept Joel, they brought in guys like Kevin? Do you feel that says something about the direction the organization's headed?
Yeah, you know, we want to keep our core guys, you know. When you see, you know, an owner and a GM head coach, they are, you know, being loyal to their guys that was here. You know, it just goes to show you that we're working on something special, you know. When I see them sign Joe, when I see them sign Jamie, in my mind I'm like, you know, they're really trying to, you know, be loyal to us. And that's when, you know, you got to be loyal back. And like I said, that's one of the reasons why I stay here, just because I've been here for going on 4 years now. So, you know, I worked hard, and, you know, I want to continue to work here with the Browns.
You know, in a much-talked-about draft class, mm-hmm. for a lot of reasons that you arrived here in, you really come up as a real gem for them. I mean, you must be proud of that. I mean, that was a draft class that was taken apart because the top didn't seem to, well, mm-hmm. didn't work.
Yeah, man, I'm, like I said, you know, it's an honor for, you know, D and Jimmy Haslam to, you know, give me this opportunity. And, you know, Coach Jackson believes in me. You know, Sasha believes in me. Chris Cooper believes in me. And this whole organization believes in me. So that just makes me feel great that, you know, what I've done the previous years, you know, really stood out to them. So, like I said, this draft class, they're gonna do well for us. You know, we got to see how they do on the field and in these OTAs. And, you know, some of the older guys that's been here, they're going to play well too. So I think collectively as a unit, you know, we're going to be fine.
What do you like most about what Greg Williams is trying to bring to the defense?
Man, he brings a lot of energy. He's a high motive guy. You know, he preaches confidence, and you know, he teaches us how to be professionals. So you know, Greg, he does a lot of different things in his scheme. You know, he's going to be the same guy each and every day. So you know, it's something that you respect. You know, it's not like you're going to walk in the building and get a whole different type of guy. You know, he's going to be that same person throughout, you know, the whole season, throughout OTAs. You know, he's definitely you know, getting us together as a family. You know, and that's something that you can respect from.
He's kind of a hard guy to miss on the practice field, and he's not. I mean, he goes after everyone. He takes no prisoners. Is it a little bit of a something that you are getting used to, and then also what, you know, what type of message does that send that, you know, he's not only willing to get after the star, in addition to maybe getting off after the guys that are the, you know, maybe the third string guys.
He treats everybody the same, and that's something that you definitely have to respect. No matter how much money you make, no matter how many plays you made in the past, you know, everybody is given an equal opportunity. Everybody is, you know, given the same respect. Everybody's treated fairly, and that's him, you know. So you definitely got to respect that.
Did he tell everybody that he doesn't want any slouching in
his
meetings? He said
I mean,
he likes everybody sitting up straight.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's your job. That's like if anybody goes to a job, you know, you don't see nobody slouching to their work office, you know. You got to sit up straight. That's what we do. We're professionals.
Is that any different from the last couple of years here? Were there people slouching?
I mean, I really wasn't paying attention to all of that. But.
Scott, you got one more?
Yeah, I was just we see Emmanuel standing there. What did he show you last year? And how much can it help him to have Miles on the other side?
As far as what?
Rushing the passer, getting to the quarterback.
Well, I mean, I didn't really pay attention too much to like college film like that. So I'm just going off based off of, you know, just seeing him work out here in OTAs and, you know, things that he can do. And I just believe in him and believe that he can get the job done.
I mean, did you see Emmanuel show that he could? Did he belong in the NFL last year?
Oh, of course. Of course. I thought you said Miles.
I mean, Emmanuel is a player, and then Miles helping Emmanuel by kind of occupying.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure, for sure. You know, Emmanuel, he did a great job for us last year. Now we got two guys coming off, you know, opposite edges. So I think they're going to be, you know, definitely a dynamic duo. So I think it'll be good.